Locker room chats continuing one final time here in 2023 as the high school football playoffs begin on Thursday and Friday this week. And we get an opportunity to talk Perry LeCompton with head coach Mike Paramore, brought to you by First State Bank and Heinen Repair. His team beginning the playoff run on Friday night at Wellsville. We will talk about that matchup in just a little bit. But, Coach, you wrapped up the regular season last week with a road trip to Royal Valley, and the Panthers able to get the win there, 23-14. Just kind of take us through that one. What'd you see, and a couple of takeaways from it?
It just didn't do enough to go get a win. I mean, they made more plays than we made, and we got to continue to get better. We make too many mistakes at this point in time where we, you know, turnovers hurt us. Just the ability to do things correctly all the time. That's kind of been the song and dance all year. That, you know, we get in our own way, and we talk about that a lot. We got to take care of ourselves, make sure we fix our things. And if we can do that, that's going to give us a chance to be successful. And we just didn't do enough of those things on Friday night to get a win.
How do you assess the regular season here in 2023? We've talked about it throughout the course of the year. You guys played a very difficult schedule. You always do year in and year out, but this year it just seemed a little bit more challenging with some of the teams and how they have prepared, or how they have played, I should say, throughout the course of the year. But 2-6, you still get a shot here in the playoffs. You know, a couple of wins, you know, it was back early against Riverside and then a few weeks ago against Jefferson West. But, you know, an opportunity still here in the playoffs. You had to kind of rebuild a little bit and replace a lot of talent from a year ago. But just how would you assess this season?
Well, a chance for our guys to go out and play every week. You know, this is why we do it. You got to love football. You got to enjoy the process of what it takes. And, you know, you go to try to put it all together on Friday night. But within that, you got a still chance to play football. And that's fun. And you got to enjoy the game of football. And so with that's a positive no matter what. And the lessons that come from you playing football and dealing with stuff. And we talk about it, man. It's been a hard year. It's been tough. But a lot of learning and a lot of growing comes in those situations because you got to be able to pick yourself back up. You got to be able to come back to practice and practice hard and do things the right way. And, you know, everybody's got to do it week to week, but when you're getting beat and things aren't quite going your way, that makes it even tougher. And hopefully those are things those guys will carry away from the program and learn how to be resilient and learn how to be tough even when things are hard, because I would say, man, and football's a great life lesson teacher of those things that will continue after football's over, and hopefully some of those things can ring true and you can carry those on, and then you got a chance to be successful.
Who were some players that stood out to you this year that maybe exceeded expectations? Was there a certain position group that you liked that might have exceeded expectations? Anything kind of surprising on that front this year?
I think just overall as a defensive unit, I thought we, you know, week to week, we always kind of gave ourselves a chance as we kind of hung in there and, you know, battle teams that have been putting up some big numbers and were able to maybe keep those numbers down. And so overall as a defensive unit, felt like that came together a little bit quicker, and guys did a nice job of understanding what we want to do. And you play hard, you run to the football, and being a good tackling team. And offensively is where we kind of struggled, but, you know, our offensive line kind of was a mix and match from week to week, and that's tough. To get through without the consistency of those same guys and then building that chemistry. So overall, I think, you know, defensively really pleased with those guys. And again, the number of young guys that we played on Friday night, and we'll have an opportunity to be back for another one, if not two seasons, you know, makes the future look bright. But right now we're locked in on trying to get done what we can get done Friday night.
Perry LeCompton, head coach Mike Paramore joining us. They will open up the playoffs on Friday at Wellsville. We'll talk about that matchup when we come back right here on KNCA. We continue our conversation with Perry LeCompton football coach. That is Mike Paramore, brought to you by First State Bank and Heinen Repair. The Cause going to Wellsville to begin their 3A playoff run coming up on Friday night. Coach, this is an undefeated Wellsville team, of course, winning their district, and they closed out their regular season with a 42-7 win against Baldwin. What's the one thing that kind of stands out at you first about this team when you started the preparation and put them on film?
Yeah, they've got a very dynamic offense. We saw them in our jamboree, so we got a chance to lock up with them late August and see a little bit what they were about. Knew they were going to be a good group coming back. Quarterback can really sling it. They got some nice skill guys. They're well conceived what they do offensively. So for defensively, it'll be another challenge for us, you know, coming off a team that lined up and slugged you. Now we got to go get spread out and see if we can defend those type of things. And they're a good team. They've done a great job. Coach Berg down there, I've known Mike for a long time. He used to be at Baldwin, so we locked horns when we used to play Baldwin too, and he does a great job with those kids. So we're going to have to play well, but we're excited about that opportunity. You know, we get to play one more Friday night for sure. That's what's guaranteed to us. And if you can go make something happen, then you get to play more. And I think our kids are going to go out and play extremely hard. Loved practice yesterday. We were out in the rain and the mud and the slop and had a great time. Guys had a lot of energy, a lot of juice, and real pleased with how we practiced.
Do you feel like it's almost the play with nothing to lose mentality with kind of how everything is setting up on paper? Do you feel like the guys are kind of taking on that mindset?
Well, I think we want them to feel that way all the time. I mean, there's always something on the line, and obviously you want to play to win, but, you know, we want to play free, play loose. You know, that's how you play the game. You know, you can't think about what if, what should be, what could happen to this. You know, I got to trust what I'm supposed to do and go play free, go play hard, and then the results will come out. And if you do those kind of things, you let it go. So I'd like to have that mindset all the time. You know, yeah, there's always something on the line, but, man, play free, play loose, go have fun, enjoy the game.
Wellsville, again, they've been very good on both sides of the ball. Defense, one of the best in the classifications, allowing under 10 points per game, and their offense has been just as good. They've scored at least 35 in every game. So when we talk keys to the game and kind of expectations for this playoff opener, what needs to be done?
Just what we always talk about. And from a defensive standpoint, we got to, you know, line up correctly. They're going to give us a lot of different looks. They get trips. They get doubles. They do some loaded backfield. They run motion. So we got to make sure we assign the sound and don't give them something easy. And then from there, make sure we tackle well. Offensively, we got to just continue to see if we can put some drives together and make sure we take care of the football, take advantage of opportunities when we get them, and see if we get the ball in the end zone. And as always, man, we just go out and play extremely hard and execute the best we can.
Great stuff as always. Perry LeCompton, football coach Mike Paramore, brought to you by First State Bank and Heinen Repair. Cause opening up the 3A playoffs on Friday on the road at undefeated Wellsville. Coach, we appreciate it very much. Good luck here in the playoffs.
I appreciate it. Thanks for the time this year.